Good morning. Coming up on 9:10 here on the Mighty 690. Happy to have you along here on a Wednesday. And joining us, we have Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce President Candy Westbrook. And I don't know why I was thinking we had a first presence for breakfast today. I was just off. So I thought it was like, I don't know. December's a weird.
That's okay.
Hey, we're glad to have you in here nonetheless.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It must be something in the air because we had somebody else. Was a day off. They thought it was Monday when it was really Tuesday. And yeah, it's okay. We're all here. Okay. I really don't have a ton today. So just a few good things I wanted to share though. Of course, the cash giveaway is still going on and we had our first winner last week and tomorrow is the next drawing. It is for $500 and there was some questions that came up. So you have to make sure when you go to one of these participating businesses to put your name and phone number on the ticket. If a business hands you a ticket, then they got confused. So you don't actually take a ticket with you. You're just filling out an entry form, and then they'll draw the name. So that way we are guaranteed a winner. We don't have to worry about, did you lose my number? Or, you know. So, but tomorrow is going to be the next drawing, $500, and the next week, $2,000.
Hey.
No, wait.
$1,500. Yeah, okay, got it.
$1,500, yeah. I was like, well, I want to give $2,000.
That'd be great.
I love giving away money. Yeah. So go shop local and be a part of that. And the list of participating vendors is on our Facebook page. Okay, another date I want you to remember, and I'm very excited about this. Our Chamber Annual Awards Dinner is January 26th. I want to emphasize that this is for the whole community. Every year we have people that are like, isn't it just for chamber members? I'm like, no, we want everybody to come. It's a fun night, first of all. There's games, prizes, food, there's drinks. We have a really good speaker coming who's so funny and inspirational. And best of all, we're celebrating those wonderful businesses and individuals with special awards. So you can reserve now by calling or messaging us before January 13th, because that's when they're only $40. After January 13th, they go up to $50 a ticket. So I'd love to have you come celebrate. It's a good chance to get dressed up. You don't have to, but I've already got my dress.
And you've got a theme here, the theme announced.
Yes, it was Come Sail Away. So it's kind of a nautical theme. Think date night on the cruise, you know. So come out. I'm excited. And we have some prizes, some games that we're going to give away, some big stuff, like trips and stuff. So it's exciting.
That's great. That's going to be an awesome night.
It will. So January 26th, whole community. Come on out. Okay, I want to give a congratulations to Nichols Hitching Post for winning the Downtown Storefront Decorating Contest. So this is something we did this year because we wanted to make sure the whole downtown was lit up, exciting, pretty for, one, the Christmas parade, but then also the Christmas on the Plaza activities and just the holiday season. So we had a little contest, and there were so many good ones. It was so hard to decide. So I encourage you to come down day or night, but especially at night. Like I know Janelle's, obviously it's a flower shop, so the greenery, I mean, they've got gorgeous just everywhere. Terabinith was wonderful on their just intricate window design. I mean, they had an artist paint in it.
I saw that, yeah.
It's so pretty. Sunflower was amazing. Colonel's Coffee. But of course, like I said, Nichols Hitching Post won it. They have all kinds of decorations. So come on down and then take a picture in front of the big tree. That's always fun. Coffeyville Community College Bookstore has a special mailbox for letters to Santa for the 2023 holiday season. And your child can even receive a personal letter from Santa. You can request that. So stop by the bookstore and get those letters into Santa before it's too late. Want to give a congratulations to the Leadership Coffeyville Class of 2023. Join us on Thursday, January 11th. We're going to have a graduation ceremony celebration for them. It's really, don't think of it as like a graduation where you sit there for 3 hours, right? This is a short, quick, easy, but fun. And tickets and RSVP to me at cwestbrook@coffeyville.com. But we'll be out at the country club and, again, just celebrating. This is a great class. They have so many ideas and excitement, and I'm looking forward to seeing what they do for Coffeyville.
That's awesome.
You probably have heard this, but Jake Long is a former Coffeyville student here, and he tied the round two record with a 3.8 second run with the PRCA, and I know they're still finishing. I mean, they're still going through all the different rounds, so we'll see how he ends up at the very end. But doing well, I love seeing Coffeyville people just get out and do wonderful. So
no, it's pretty big deal. That's awesome.
Yeah, I love it. Some member announcements. So if you still need an outfit for a holiday party or gifts for under the tree, there's some really neat, cute stuff at Pink Flamingo. So stop by and get the rest of your shopping for this holiday season. Also from one of our members, American Home Real Estate, a friendly reminder that real estate taxes are due, and they found out that some of them were late coming in the mail. So I think they're due on the 20th. But if you don't have yours, you need to call right away because you don't want to be late. But you can read their Facebook post because they share some tips on how to make sure you're on time. So those are coming up. Now, I talked about the Christmas bucks. All these participating retailers are doing it, but some of them are even going above and beyond and doing extra drawings. Carter Automotive is one of those. And I know on the December 14th, they're doing a drawing for a $500 Shoemaker jump starter, and I forgot to check what this is. On the 21st, it's a $1,500 Nebo High Bright 600. I don't know what that is though. I was gonna look it up and I forgot. Whatever it is, it's something for your car that's really, really nice. And so, anyway, a lot of our businesses are doing special drawings like that, so stop in and get those too. There are lots of jobs popping up all of a sudden, which is interesting. It's the end of the year, but several of them. Two that I know of just recently, Born to Blossom is hiring a behavior technician, and the Community Health Center of SEK is looking for a pharmacy clerk/tech. So if you go out to coffeevillechamber.com, check out all the details on our job board. We'll be posting more over the next couple weeks. I'm not going to go into detail because I know you guys already had news stories about this, but it was in our newsletter this week. One was just congratulations to Senator Peck. He was selected as chairman in the Senate for Agricultural and Nation Resources Committee. I think that's what it's called. And, of course, a major announcement about the economic project potentially coming north of here, just south of Cherryville, $900 million project. So anyway, some good news. I know there's some other potential economic projects we're waiting on as well. So my hope is that when we hit the first of the year, we'll be hearing some great news
for our region.
So, okay, just a few events. And like I said, I didn't have a ton today to share. But as you know, the Brown Mansion Candlelit Tour has kicked off. And I was wrong. I will correct myself from last week. I thought they only had about 80 trees. Almost 150.
Yeah, that's right. Someone came in and said, yeah, that's even over 100 now. So
it's like, wow.
That's great.
It's awesome. I know they have a couple new ones. They have a lot of new ones, but one of them is a Taylor Swift tree, and one of them is a Barbie tree.
Yeah,
so,
that's great.
So all kinds of crazy stuff to see, but I love the Candlelit Tours. So get your tickets for this weekend and next weekend, and then they'll be wrapping it up. Also, this weekend is your lovely radio program. I'm sure you've been talking about it.
Just a little bit, yeah.
It's so fun to explain to the younger generation what this means. You know, they're like, what? I'm like, well, before there were TVs.
Yeah.
So I just love it. Great throwback, and thank you for doing that.
Sure.
So.
It's going to be fun. So coming up here on Saturday, 7 o'clock at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church fundraiser for the Midland. And yeah, it's to explain that, you know, hey, before we had TV, people did shows on the radio and you had to imagine it. So
Well, and the actors have to almost over-exaggerate because you don't get to see facial expressions or body language, as you can see by me. I'm always moving my body and hands. Yeah, they just had to really get that voice going, and it's going to be fun.
Yeah, so you had all sorts of comedies, and we're going to be doing a comedy and a Western. So
and
kind
a Western,
of a little mix there.
Yeah, that's so great. This weekend also is the Ugly Sweater Party at the Ville. So break out your hideous, crazy, fun, wild holiday sweaters. And they're going to have music and all kinds of activities at the Ville Pub and Grill. Next week, the Grinch is going to be at Equity Bank from 4 to 5. So get the kiddos out and bring them out. Just Santas are everywhere, but you don't get to see a lot of Grinches. So it's nice to have that. But speaking of Santa, On the 18th as well is Santa Paws at City Rec. So get your pets all dressed up and cute, and then they get to come take a picture with Santa. Although they did clarify, friendly pets, I mean, and not like big horses or anything like that. Probably not the snake. I don't know. Maybe they allow that, but typically cats and dogs. Yes. So, but yeah, bring out the pets, and that's always a fun thing to get pictures with the pets. So, I keep feeling like there's another event going on, but for right now, those are the big things. And so I'm sure next week I'll announce a few others. But as always, just, you know, call me at the chamber if you want to get clarification on anything or everything. You can definitely find in our newsletter and on our website, community calendar, and just excited about the holiday season. So wishing everybody, I hope everybody's enjoying all the festivities and food. Oh, I've had so many potlucks lately and holiday parties.
It's a lot of fun. Yep, most wonderful time of the year.
It is.
All right. Well, Candy, appreciate you coming on by, and absolutely, look forward to chatting again here next week.
Okay, sounds good.
Candy Westbrook of the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce, and we get to talk with her each and every Wednesday at 9:10. More Open Line coming up at you here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.